knocking right at your door.
All stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Good evening. This is your host, Doug Thornton. And I present to you the first pre-recorded show for American Vindicta. This is a turning point in my life. I was a career law enforcement officer for the federal government. I worked for the Department of Homeland Security for 10 years. Prior to that, I had worked for the Department of Justice. Prior to that, I spent a short time as a private contractor overseas in Iraq. And to start everything off, I was a United States Marine. I was an infantryman. I was stationed in Hawaii for a number of years, and I went to Iraq. I was deployed to Fallujah. I was deployed to Ramadi. And I draw a lot of my experiences and a lot of the things that I will talk about and the way that I talk about them based off my experiences. And my professional experiences are what I will be using to guide and navigate my way through this this new parallel universe that I have found myself in with doing a radio show. You know, for a long time, I had considered retiring and moving off to a property somewhere and, you know, just spend the rest of my days hunting. But that's not the way life works, and God has put me on a different path. So welcome. Thank you for joining me. This has been a long time in the making, and I would like to thank Steve Quayle and Dave Hodges for really helping me out and getting me where I am, getting me the practice with many, many numerous amounts of years of interviews. And now we even have our own show on the Common Sense Show, which is every Wednesday. It's the Doug and Dave Intel Report. So please check us out there. So who am I? Well, I've given you a short, brief description of who I am. And as we go on through this journey together, you'll discover a little bit more of who I am. You'll discover a little bit more of, you know, my politics, I guess you could say. And my background will slowly start to bleed its way through in some of my opinions. You know, people cautioned me with the new route that I'm taking with a career. A lot of people said that I couldn't do what I'm doing now. A lot of people said that I shouldn't do what I'm doing now. Many of my professional colleagues, my previous job at DHS, said that I should bite the bullet, take the shot, look the other way, that I should lower my head and carry my way through the administration's egregiousness that they have against me and see if I survive. Well, I was almost at the point of finally getting my promotion, and I quit. I quit based off of the events that happened on January 6th and things that happened previous to that. And for a long time, I have had quite the problem with the way our government runs itself. And I have been on many, many missions within these United States for our federal government, doing good work with good men and women who love their country and who are very patriotic. And, you know, we had some good times. We did a lot of really cool things. But what we see now with this current administration, with the woke culture, with the embracing of socialism and communism, with the utter destruction of law and targeting of law enforcement, let's not forget the quiet thunder in the background as the Antichrist army moves forward every day. We see a soul in this country that is wavering. We see a battle that continues to just boil over constantly between the forces of good and the forces of evil. Now, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We fight against powers. We fight against principalities. And there is a principality over America. And it has manifested itself constantly. And we see it ongoing now, especially with socialism and communism, with the all the excuses in the world for saving things like abortion. And we have forces out there like Antifa and Black Lives Matter and a couple of these other very radical groups. And there are radical groups on the right. But we've never seen anything quite like Antifa. We've never really seen a group that will deliberately come after you, that will come after you financially, placing liens against your home, constantly trying to drag you into court cases, challenging you at your home on your doorstep in, you know, groups of 10, 20 to hundreds or thousands, over something that may or may not be questionable. Look at what's going on right now in this country with the Kyle Rittenhouse case. Antifa has, they've already said that if Kyle Rittenhouse walks, if he is free, then America will burn. So I experienced that in 2020. In 2020, I and my counterparts were part of the great American, I guess you could say, insurgent uprising that was Portland, Oregon. And we battled, and I mean battled, against the forces of evil, against Antifa. And, you know, I'm not making a nuance when I say that. I'm not being hyperbolic. We had people wearing Baphomet hats. We had people casting spells against us, committing all different types of crimes and acts of terrorism or tyranny within Portland that is not really spoken about. And one of my goals is to enlighten America as to what a law enforcement officer is going through right now in terms of dealing with this new age America as we see it. You know, America has almost utterly forgot the fact that, you know, we should hold the values of our Constitution very close to our heart. Instead, we're very loose on it. And because Americans have become complacent, we have thrown away our willingness to fight for our country. Now, in 2020, you saw many episodes of that across this nation with Black Lives Matter and Antifa and other affiliated groups that attacked, and I mean attacked, other Americans and laid siege to cities across these United States. And law enforcement at some point stopped doing the job that they were supposed to. And the politicians took over, and cities were allowed to burn. Kyle Rittenhouse would not be on trial had law enforcement been allowed to do their job. Portland would not live under a tyrannical rule from a communist group of what I'm going to go ahead and say are domestic terrorists. If law enforcement was allowed to do their job. Now, I do require a little bit of knowledge of what I'm speaking of. You do need to make sure that you are not, you're not thumbing through TikTok constantly. You're not staring into the stars. You know, you need to pay attention to politics in this nation. Because even if you don't, the politics will pay attention to you. Everything that you do now, everything that you ignore, you will suffer for later. So, make no bones about it. Ignorance is not bliss, friends. You need to have knowledge of what is going on. And there are many people who are listening right now, shaking their heads, that are saying, yep, what this guy is saying is true. And you can go through every single news post of 2020 and you can see how when George Floyd died to right before Trump was defeated by Biden, and that's questionable, isn't it? The whole country went through a steady state of chaos. Not many people really paid attention to the whys that were there before. Antifa was there before George Floyd died. Black Lives Matter was there before George Floyd died. But these groups are so much more deeply embedded in this country. And throughout the course of, you know, these shows that I'm going to be doing here on Global Star Radio, thank you very much. I will break down where some of these groups come from, who are their affiliates, where are they getting their money flow from, where are they getting their political guidance from, and who their friends are, because I know. So this is going to be a little bit of a shock to some people. You finally have a guy that is from the inside, from federal law enforcement, with the background, with the head knowledge, not there anymore. And now here I am speaking to you. Deal with me for a while until I get a hang of this all. It's just me sitting in a room talking to a microphone. And yes, do I sound angry? Yes, I am angry. I am very angry at the state of my country. I love my country. Friends of mine have fought and died for this country. I take what happens in this country very seriously, and so should you. For our children's sake, take these politics seriously. They will affect us. The new Green Deal will affect us. The war on climate change will affect you eventually. All these policies that the politicians are trying to pass, they'll affect all of us. We're about to go to our first commercial break. Thank you for listening, and please stand by.
The time for political correctness is in the rearview mirror. The fact is, the American dollar is on the verge of collapse. It's been abused mightily by those in power. Massive debt, massive inflation have left Americans with few options. Most think they have no choice but to ride it out with their money in the bank. And sadly, they're going to awaken one day and all that money is going to be gone. Do you have an option? The answer is yes, precious metals. But knowing to go into precious metals is not the same thing as knowing who to go into precious metals with. We have an answer for you. It's called Renaissance Precious Metals. It's owned and operated by the famed Steve Quayle, radio talk show host, world famous, and an expert in precious metals. Been doing the work for 34 years. So whether you're interested in gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, whatever your interest is, wherever you want to land in your escape pod, this is it. Renaissance Precious Metals can be reached at 406-586-4842. Call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4842. You can also visit them online at sqmetals.com. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wait. The collapse is underway. The time to act is now.
And welcome back to America Vindicta. I am your host, Doug Thornton. So, I would like to take you on a journey across the future dystopian wasteland that is America. I get asked quite a bit when I do interviews and from friends of mine, what do I see coming in America's future? And this is something that we all love to talk about. If you're a fan of sci-fi or if you're a fan of any type of dystopian book culture like I am, we all love to sit down and discuss just how bad America can get. Now, I am a bit of a survivalist. I'm not a nature nut as some people are, but I do believe that America needs to go back to the wilderness. I think you need to get out of your big cities. I think you need to get out of your high-rise hotels and apartments and condos and all those really cool, convenient things that you can get in the big cities. They're not cool and convenient when you have a mob of thousands of people burning your city down. Just ask Portland or New York or Wisconsin or D.C. or Dallas or plenty of different cities across California. Seattle. I mean, we could keep going with this game. Chicago. How about that one? How's life working out for you, Chicago? Listen, Americans need to rediscover what dangerous freedom means. And I don't think it's a bad thing to say that you should start now to learn where your food comes from and how to catch it, how to hunt it, and how to skin it and eat it. Because we're eventually going to come into a time where you may be doing that. You know, whenever you see your supermarket shut down because of a food shortage, there's always a shortage going on recently, isn't there? So when inflation completely kills the food industry or the cattle industry or the oil industry, I'm from Texas, we say oil, we don't say oil. Whenever you see all these things that are being just blasted across your TV from Fox News and MSNBC and CNN, you know, everyone is saying the same thing. A crisis is coming. Well, friends, I would like to tell you, as my mentor Steve Quayle always says, what is coming to this country is no longer coming. It's here. The crisis is here. And you may be living through it right now. We saw what 2020 did to us when it came to a crisis. We saw just what a epidemic could do to this nation. And we see now what riots can do to this nation and political movements. Now we see more political movements of people resisting the vaccines. You know, you're going to have a lot of people that are potentially going to be fired soon for not wanting to take a vaccine. That's if a federal judge eventually can get off their supreme rear end and stop this mandate that Biden keeps talking about. Just FYI, I'm not a big fan of the guy. I didn't vote for him, so that's part of my politics, I guess. You know, right now within the federal government, we're looking at what? Hundreds of thousands of people losing their jobs potentially because they don't want to take a shot. Let's go down the list. What will America look like in 2022 whenever you have a shortage in Social Security Administration workers, IRS workers? So your disabilities, your retirement checks, your ability to do taxes, or to get some sort of like business permits and licensing. Yeah, that's going to be affected, isn't it? What about small business? What happens when the Small Business Association, or excuse me, administration gets a huge hit and now it's hard for you to get a recovery after a huge economic, meltdown or a natural disaster from a hurricane or tornado or earthquake or wildfire destroys your place of business? You know, all these things are going to get backed up. They were already backed up enough from COVID. Wait till there's half the workers there. And I'm being generous. What if there's more than half the workers? What about Border Patrol? You know, my brothers and sisters that worked in Border Patrol, what a hell of a hard job. I was stationed in South Texas for, you know, a few years, and I went to the border quite a bit, and I've worked the border quite a bit with Border Patrol, and that is a thankless job. What happens when you have a quarter of them gone, half of them gone, three quarters of them gone? There's already not enough of them now. So what happens when there's very few of them, and then very few of them will even get out and work because, oh, COVID restrictions? We don't think about these things until the repercussions are too late to reverse. And when they become too late to reverse, the only thing you can do is worry about the next problem. But America has a issue, and a former friend of mine who was a Army intelligence officer told me this. America has an issue of playing whack-a-mole. We see a problem, bam, we hit it. We see another problem, bam, we hit it. We never really deep dive and think critically what the repercussions could be and how we should be viewing these problems, how we should be talking about these problems strategically. And instead, we just hit it with a hellfire missile and move on. You know, just like how we've always done with terrorism. We never really tried to get too deep into the heart of things. Some things are just, I don't know, maybe you could say unstoppable. Some things are just going to happen. Some things are just going to manifest at the worst time. You know, I guess you should embrace Murphy's Law and just be prepared. You know, you should be prepared for anything at this rate. You know, and I'm not just rambling. Trust me, there's a point to all this. There's always a point to everything that I'm going to discuss. And I'm going to lay it out very simple. What I see coming in America's future is dark and it's grim. Now, I have children. I have small children. I do not want that future for them, but I am also a realist. And it's not just that I'm a realist. I'm a realist with almost 15, 16 years worth of experience in very bad places. I have seen very, very bad places, been around very bad people, and been around very bad politicians who look like great people on TV. Don't believe the lies you're being sold. Everything will not go back to normal. What normal can you go back to at this rate with the woke culture? Anything that was normal 10 years ago offends everybody now. The path that America is on now is irreversible. We can learn to unite again, but the past is done with. We can't go back and change that, but we do have the ability to guide our future. Now, I will say this, everything is in the hands of the Lord. I don't know all of the man's plans. All I can say is I trust in God. And that means my belief starts with me. Your belief starts with you. Your walk with Christ, or not, that is up to you. But my walk in Christ and my faith in Him is what leads me through the path, through the winding, narrowing path that is America's future. Yes, we're going to have food shortages. Yes, we're going to have gas shortages. They're going to kill the oil industry. They're going to probably destroy quite a bit of our infrastructure by doing that. They're going to try to completely reinvent the way our kids are taught. They're going to keep everybody in a constant state of panic and frustration and fear. All these things. And we're not even talking about outside influences yet. We're not even talking about the potential wars and the dangers that are lurking on the boundaries of this country. We're just talking about within the country. All these things, I believe, will, I would say soon, start to take place and manifest, because we're going to have another upcoming vote. We're going to have another election for another president within 3 years. And just like we saw with Trump, you're going to see chaos. But it's different now, because they're not causing chaos to smear. They're causing chaos to steer. Ladies and gentlemen, this government is trying to steer you into the cattle car. They want to steer you onto the train tracks that lead you straight to Gestapo land. Look at the FBI right now. Look at our out-of-control Department of Justice. I could not believe my ears when I heard Merrick Garland, the now Attorney General, say that the things that Antifa and all the other affiliated groups that were there did in Portland was not terrorism, or dang near not even rioting, I guess, because they all happened at night. Because they didn't happen during the operational hours of a federal building, right? Is that right, Garland? I'm not a fool. I know exactly the kind of stuff that you're saying. I do understand your political doublespeak. So, he's wrong, and he's also a liar. Molotov cocktails, shootings, murders, stabbings, rapes, assaults on officers, destruction of private property, destruction of historical property, terroristic threats. It goes on and on and on. Intimidation, racketeering, all these things will combine eventually. America will eventually understand what 2020 did to us. The way of the future of America is very grim to me. I'm losing faith within the realms of what an American republic was supposed to be. Historically, if you want to go down that road, I would say that the Republic of America was really lost past the mid-1800s. And then with, the introduction of the, Industrial Revolution, which about that time Marxism was created, America started to be cannibalized from within by capitalists, and I am a capitalist, but by these big time groups like the Rockefellers. And I'm not going to go down that path. I think there are other talk show hosts who have gone down that path. But I will say this, that what happened in the past affects us now still. And it will still affect us for this upcoming future. We need to pay very close attention to what's happening in this country. Are you going to be shocked or surprised if Kyle Rittenhouse is acquitted? Are you going to be shocked or surprised if that night police stations aren't set on fire again? Or schools targeted? Or hospitals targeted? Or a fire department, maybe some more shootings, maybe riots last for a couple days, a couple weeks. Hey man, it's basically a big party, right? In 2020, all that was paid for by George Soros and by the Democrats. That is fact. I'm here to tell you that is fact. And there are people and agencies who know that, and it's not come out. Let that one sink in, right? 2021 and on will not be that way. China got their man into the presidency. He's a stumbling, bumbling buffoon. We all know that he's about as close to a pedophile as you can get. However, consider the vice president was selected, not elected. She's the most unliked politician that has ran in probably 30 or 40 years. So what's she doing there? If Biden is eventually going to be replaced because of his mental health, you're not putting Kamala in. Kamala Harris cannot hold a conversation with a child. She cannot run this country. And the elite know that. And the politicians know that. And the people who put her in power know that. So who's to replace Biden? Who's to replace Kamala? We have not heard much of this yet. But I promise you, whoever they have in plan, whoever it is that is, you know, the next batter up, I believe that will be the president that has to deal with the beginnings of the second American Civil War. I think 2020 and 2021 thus far has shown us just how at each other's throats Americans are. I mean, try to walk through a store now and not see political division wrote on people's shirts and hats. You know what's really funny about all this? China does not care about our political division. If anything, they encourage it. Oh, that's right. They do encourage it. And they do pay for it. The other countries who want to rule ours need us at each other's throats. They need a civil war. Now, it's not going to be the way people think. I believe, through my experience, right, we're going to have civil conflict across this nation in various different ways. Not just politically, not just through the exercise of the First Amendments or the exercise of the Second Amendment with self-defense. I think we're going to have tribal, territorial conflicts within this country where you're going to have a group of people who say, we absolutely do not like your group and don't agree with you. You need to leave this town. And they're going to end up coming to blows. More than likely, one of these incidents will go kinetic. There will be gunshots. And once that starts, does it stop? Or does it continue? And then start in another town? This isn't predictive programming, but we have seen the TV shows that talks about this. We've read the books that talk about this. It is an inevitable part of our culture now that we will end up fighting each other. John the Revelator spoke about it. A man's own home will end up being his own enemy at one point. And COVID, through the mask regulations and the immunization, it's shown you just how weak-minded people are now. Just how easily corrupted they are. I can't believe that people refuse to even associate themselves with other members of their family because they voted for Trump and they voted for Biden. You know, everything the politicians are doing to us is working. You're feeding right into it. If you think that way, you're feeding right into it. This is theater. This is bread and wine, Roman Colosseum. I mean, what we're seeing right now is all wrote down in a playbook somewhere, and they're just reading off the script. You can almost predict these things happening. That's how sad it is at this point. But many people aren't woken up to that. I hope you are. I hope you are woken up enough to see the dilemma that we're in and the dystopian future that we're heading to. So, what do I see coming in the future again? Food shortages, right? If there's going to be food shortages, there's going to be water shortages. Think about this. When's the last time we heard of a good terrorist attack in America, huh? That used to be the one thing we always looked for, the next terrorist attack. Now your next terrorist attack, according to DHS and to the Department of Justice, is going to be from people like me and people like you, conservatives, people who love this country, love their guns, love their God. Shouldn't that make you wonder just what the hell kind of government we have when they say we the people are the terrorists? We the people are the soon-to-be national security incident? I mean, besides the fact that you're spied upon in every way, every day, you would be surprised. Just think about this. Your government doesn't trust you to the point that your government views you as an enemy because you don't like your government. I'm sorry. Last time I checked, the government and the politicians are not the lords of the manor. We are not the serfs who serve you. Law enforcement are not the knights that guard you. I think it's time we do away with some of these political parties. And don't let them try to convince you otherwise. Well, if you vote independent or if you run independent, then you take away everything across from this group. What have the Republicans done? 90% of them voted against Trump when we know the election was stolen. I know it was stolen. You know it was stolen. They had to get that man out of power because he possessed something no other politician in this country had. He was liked. He was admired by the people because he tried his best to be just like the people. When's the last time you actually met a politician? Good luck getting close to him. These people don't think like you and me. They really don't. They think they are the elite. Yeah, we do have a culture in this country of elitism. From Jeff Bezos to that idiot who runs Facebook or whatever they call it now. You know, to our dearly loved politicians. Not to mention our Hollywood. All these people, they try to tell you what America should be, but yet none of them want to go back into the textbooks and remember what America was, what it stood for, the blood that was shed for this country to get us to where we are now. The most powerful, militarily and economic country the world has ever seen, and they want to destroy it. But what do they want to replace it with? Something fair and equitable? They can't describe what that means, but I can tell you this much. If you don't meet one of the 5,000 different things that you can call yourself today, you're an enemy. If you like the country, you're an enemy. If you believe in your guns over the promises of protection from the government, you're the enemy. If you believe in God, you're the enemy. If you care about children in the womb, you are the enemy. So if we're all the enemy, at what point do we all start to unite together? Put aside your petty politics and talk to your neighbor. If they'll allow it. Some people are so far gone now, they can't see you. They just see the politics and the things that they're told to be mad about. I hope those people have a lot of books to read when the power goes out. One thing I love to talk about a lot, and it's something that I have personal knowledge on, is just how crappy our electrical grid is. Just how screwed we would all be without power. Not only would you not be able to hear my lovely voice anymore if the lights don't turn on, if your hot water doesn't warm up, if your coffee pot ain't making your coffee, if the nursing homes shut down, the hospitals, if you can't get gas out of the ground from the gas station, if the electricity goes off, I only have about 500 gallons of water sitting in my water tank in my well. After that, I have to hand pump it, and it sucks. But I'm capable of doing it because I'm prepared for it. How prepared are you? Think about that. How prepared are you for when prophecy hits the fan? Where are your real investments? There's nothing wrong with stocks, but you can't eat them. Not all of you can live on a farm, and I understand that. But you can live smarter. You can live more simply. I truly advise, if you don't have at least 6 months worth of food and at least three weeks worth of water and at least maybe three tanks for your vehicle saved right now, what are you going to do when you don't have any of those tomorrow morning and China finally comes down with their promises and kills our power? Or Iran, or Russia, or North Korea. The list goes on and on. Not to mention hackers here in America who try it every day. Trust me, ladies and gentlemen, it can get a lot worse. Please stand by for a word from one of our sponsors.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left a thousand Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com, or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3000. 3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
Welcome back to American Vindicta. I'm your host, Doug Thornton. Occasionally known as Wrecker across the waves. So, what we were previously talking about was the importance of being prepared for the upcoming epidemic in this country. You really had to stop and think, what all do I need? Where can I obtain these things from? Do I have the money for it? How far can I go with this? How far should I go with this prepping thing? Well, I would tell you this much. As a father and as a husband, I'm going to make sure my family is prepared for anything, anything at all that I can prepare from, because that is my duty to them as a provider. And it is my promise to God that I will provide for them, right? Where should you prepare? You should have at least 6 months worth of food. At least. You can do that all different kinds of ways. If you don't have the budget to buy the stored food, then I beg of you, go to Dollar General and stock up on canned goods. Start a garden. Raise some chickens and some goats. You know, it's not too much into taking care of those animals. But think smart. Think about ways that you can barter also with these items when the American dollar gets ranked at about 13 globally. That's pretty much where we're headed. China will surpass us. And I can tell you from what I was told by an intel officer, all China is waiting for to attack America, to combat us militarily, not hypothetically, not in politics, not just economically, but I mean to invade us, attack our fleets, is for them to be the number one economic power in the world. They're number two. We are a shaky number one. And with Joe Biden as president, I don't know how long we stand. Now, I'm not saying the sky is falling. And I'm not saying the sky is falling tomorrow. But eventually, we will get hit with something so hard, we'll never recover. And Biden is definitely one of those things. This man is screwing up so many things, it's hard to keep count of. But he doesn't care. If you think Biden cares about you and your individual preparations, he does not care. And that's not the government's care either. The government is not here for you. Ask the victims of Hurricane Katrina. Have enough water for every member of your family every day. A gallon of water per member of your family every day to drink. Set aside water for boiling for food. Then set aside another amount of water for sanitation, which would be your bathing, limited amount of bathing that you'll be doing. For all my veterans of the previous Iraq and Afghanistan wars, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you've never had a water bottle bath or a baby wipe bath for a month or two or three or four, man, people can stink. Have the proper hydration. Have the proper hygiene. Don't forget, you still need to bathe. You still need to wash your nasty teeth every now and then. Because when you're not combing your hair as much and your shirts aren't as pretty and clean, your teeth, you need to take care of those things. Otherwise, you're not going to be eating very well, are you? And trust me, when times are bad, you'll be sucking the marrow out of the bones of that dog that you just shot to feed your family. Just ask people in Ukraine or in Venezuela or Mexico. You could probably go on and on with the list of impoverished countries that are killing anything and everything on four legs and eating it. Only in America do we throw away perfectly good food. I've been to a couple different countries around this planet, and I have lived in third world conditions. And I'm telling you right now, if you've never been to Port-au-Prince, Haiti, oh my God, trust me, America, it's not that bad. If you've never been to Iraq, trust me, America, it's not that bad. However, we make it bad, and our politicians want to make it worse. And so does the media and Hollywood. None of these people care about your individual needs. Make sure that you do. At least take care of your needs and the needs for your family. If you don't have family, look to your neighbors. Create a group. Community watch. How harmful is that? Go around and ask the people in your community that, you know, may be handicapped or maybe elderly or, you know, maybe a single parent, and see what needs they have that maybe you can assist and provide with. It doesn't always have to be money. It doesn't always have to be money. It could be some sort of manual labor. You could be bartering your sweat and your strength of your back for a peace of mind later when your car breaks down and the single dad who's raising a troubled teenage son or daughter is also a mechanic and fixes your car because you built that relationship. Building relationships with each other is how we survive. It's not going to your doomsday shelter in your bug out location out in the middle of the woods. You're not hiding from the satellites. And you're not going to hide from people who are tired, who are hungry, and can smell the food you're cooking. Any Vietnam vet can back that statement up. You can't hide. You will eventually be found. So, create a community. I'm not saying create a subdivision militia, but create a community of like-minded people and just say, hey, this is just a preparedness thing. If the power goes out, would it be smart for us as a community to know who has generators? Should everyone keep at least a tank of gas? And we can share the generators for power for your, you know, your air conditioning needs or for your deep freezer or refrigerator. You know, that's one way to do it, right? But it's all about building relationships with people in this community. I mean, that's how America became what we are. I say all that to say this. We're going to see some truly horrific times coming. We are. It's inevitable. Rome did finally fall, and so will America. What sickens me is that people welcome it. All you people who welcome the destruction of America, and you never walked outside this country, you never volunteered your hand to go to war, you never fought the crime in the middle of the street, and you want destruction of this country, be careful what you wish for. Be prepared. Stay prepared. Stay prayed up. Stay in good shape. Get up and move around. Don't be stiff. Exercise. Exercise your right to the Second Amendment. Stay protected. And God be with you. Thank you for listening to American Vindicta. This show will be airing Monday to Friday, 11 p.m. Eastern Time. I look forward to doing this. I look forward to talking with all of you. Thank you very much. Good night. All stations, all stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.